This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالاً كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما ثم أما بعد ألا فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر الأمور محدثاتها وكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكما ورد في الرواية وكل ضلالة في النار أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله وتمسكوا من الإسلام بالعروة الوثقى واحذروا غضب الرب فإن أجسادكم على النار لا تكوى O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, all praises belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, our creator, our nourisher, our sustainer, our protector, the giver of life and the giver of death. All praises belong to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We praise Him subhanahu wa ta'ala. We seek His assistance and we seek His guidance. And we seek refuge in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the evils of our souls and the adverse consequences of our deeds. Whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees guidance upon, then none can misguide him. And whomsoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decrees misguidance upon, then none can guide him. And peace and salutations be upon the final messenger, Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. I bear witness that there is no one worthy of worship besides one Allah and that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his final messenger. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in his book, وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا That if you were to try and audit the gifts that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has showered upon you, you will never ever be able to do so. You and I today are living through many blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The greatest blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For firstly, we are experiencing the blessing of Islam. A blessing which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us when we never even asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for it. The greatest blessing that a person can have is the blessing of Islam. And walillahil hamd, you and I today experience this blessing. And we are experiencing as well the blessing of this day of Jumu'ah, the best day upon which the sun ever rises upon. This day of Jumu'ah is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you and I are witnessing the blessing of Ramadan, the best of all months, the best of all days in the best of all months. This is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as well. And you and I also are experiencing the blessing of fasting. And not just any fast, but fasting the month of Ramadan. And it is with this introduction that I share with you virtues and blessings of the month of Ramadan. For indeed the month of Ramadan is a gift from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is a gift that comes bearing gifts as well. For the month of Ramadan is a month that has several virtues, as taught to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and taught to us by His beloved Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the blessings of Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Ramadan is a means for yourself and myself to attain taqwa. One of the greatest qualities a person can have, one of the greatest elements that a person can acquire in this life to take with them to the next. The greatest, or one of the greatest provisions that a slave can ascertain for himself or herself before they go back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this teaches us how amazing our sharia is. For our sharia does not just command us towards something, as it commanded us towards taqwa, but it also commanded us to that which helps us attain something else which the sharia has commanded us to. So it commands us towards fasting, because the wisdom behind the fast is achieving taqwa, which is another command from the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our sharia looks after us from both angles, the angle of process as well as the angle of result. Subhanallah. This is how divine this sharia is, and this is how mighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in His book, Ya ayyuha alladhina amanu, O you who believe, kutiba alaykum as-siyam. Fasting has been prescribed upon you. This term kutiba denotes something being obligatory. Fasting has been made obligatory upon you. Kama kutiba ala alladhina min qablikum, just as it was prescribed and made obligatory upon nations before you. Why? لَعَلَّكُمْ تَتَّقُونَ, so that perhaps you may attain taqwa. Perhaps you may attain taqwa. This term لَعَلَّ is a term of taraji and hope, that it is hoped that through you fasting, you will acquire another quality that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded you towards as well, which is taqwa. But interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, perhaps you may attain taqwa. Teaching us that taqwa is not guaranteed for the one who fasts. Rather, taqwa is a possible result for a person who fasts. Which means you and I need to apply ourselves greatly in this month. And don't take it for granted that just leaving food and water from true dawn till sunset will make you from amongst the front runners and those who will achieve taqwa before this month ends. It requires more than that. It requires you not just fasting with your bodies, but fasting with your hearts, and fasting with your minds, and fasting with yourself, and fasting with your soul. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, that just as this body starves from true dawn till sunset, the soul must fast as well as the body fasts. When you wake up for suhoor, your soul should wake up for suhoor as well. Your heart should wake up for suhoor as well. When you observe the iftar, your heart should observe the iftar as well. Your soul should observe the iftar as well. How many of us actually understand at the time of suhoor and iftar that we are worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? That this act is a means of our paradise becoming more beautiful. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. That subhanallah, in my suhoor and iftar, Allah is causing trees to grow for me in my Jannah, and causing streams to be dug for me in my Jannah, and palaces to be built for me in my Jannah. These are ibadat. It's not just a bodily action. It is the worship of Allah. And this worship demands that our hearts are present, our minds are present, the soul is present, the self is present, just as our bodies are present. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the people of taqwa. Ameen. So from the virtues of this month is the acquirement and attainment of taqwa for those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala showers His mercy upon. This is a clear sign how Ramadan is a gift, and it comes bearing gifts. A gift within a gift. How perfect are the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who can give us a gift that within the gift is a gift, and within that gift is a gift, and within that gift is a gift? Only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Al-Wahidul Qahhar, Al-Ahad, الصمد الذي لم يلد ولم يولد ولم يكن له كفوا أحد سبحانه وتعالى. Only he can give us gifts of this magnitude and this nature. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from the thankful. And those who recognize the gifts of Allah, and those who appreciate the gifts of Allah, and those who look after the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. From the virtues of fasting in the month of Ramadan is that fasting is from the recommendations that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has shared with the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we say fasting is an obligation as well as a recommendation. Because we see Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say in his book, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, that fasting for you is better for you. This is recommended for you. Right? We know that when fasting came down to the ummah, it came down in stages. It came down in stages. Right? When fasting the month of Ramadan became a phenomenon and something part and parcel of this ummah, our scholars rahmatullahi alayhim say that Allah gave us a choice. Either we fasted the month of Ramadan or we fed a poor person for every day in the month of Ramadan. We had a choice. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, وَأَن تَصُومُوا خَيْرٌ لَكُمْ, as a recommendation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's better for you to fast as opposed to feeding a poor person. Yes, you have a choice, but it's better for you to fast. And this denotes another virtue from the virtues of this blessed month. From the virtues, my dear brothers and sisters, is that fasting, and fasting in the month of Ramadan, carries a mighty reward. A reward considered to be an open ticket that one leaves with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in a narration that all the acts of worship of the son of Adam are rewarded 10 times up to 700 times except the fast. For the fast is for me, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and I will reward it. Meaning, you have an open ticket with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is from the greatest virtues of fasting, and fasting the month of Ramadan. Imagine standing in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah, and your scale of good deeds is one deed short. Just one deed short, my dear brothers and sisters, from tipping in your favor. And who will give you this deed on the day of Qiyamah? Absolutely nobody. Absolutely nobody. Except if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspires somebody. But imagine having in your arsenal an open ticket with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Subhanallah. This is from the greatest virtues of this month. Also from the virtues of this month, or from the gifts and rewards of this month, is a door in Jannah known as the door of Rayyan, the door of perpetual water, the door that belongs to the people who will never ever become thirsty. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this door of Rayyan. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. From the virtues, brothers and sisters, of the month of Ramadan is the fact that this month of Ramadan, or fasting in particular, was from the ways of the previous prophets as well. This is from the virtues that you are practicing a practice that the best people to have walked the face of this earth practiced. For we know that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said this fast was prescribed upon previous generations. And in the sunnah we see Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam teaching us that the best fast is the fast of Dawood alayhi salam, a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For he would fast a day and eat the next day, and then fast for the day after it, and so on and so forth. From the virtues, my dear brothers and sisters, is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the fasting person a dua that will never go unanswered. A dua that will never go unanswered. For in the sunnah, we see in the hadith of Abu Hurairah radiallahu an, he says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said that the dua of three people never go unanswered. The dua of the fasting person, the dua of a just king, and the dua of an oppressed person. So this month and fasting brings to you and I the gift of having a dua that will never ever go unanswered. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us better than we ask. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us more than we ask. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us even more and in a greater way than He gave us in the dunya when we meet Him in the hereafter, inshaAllah. There are many virtues, my dear brothers and sisters, that are attached to the month of Ramadan. These are just some. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين من كل ذنب وخطيئة فاستغفروا إنه كان غفارا وتوبوا إليه إنه كان توابا. إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستهديه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله وصفيه وخليله وخيرته من خلقه صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه ومن سار على نهجه واكتفى أثره ودعا بدعوته إلى يوم الدين فإنه تركنا على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أما بعد فاتقوا الله عباد الله واتقوا يوما ترجعون فيه إلى الله ثم توفى كل نفس ما كسبت وهم لا يظلمون. O servants of Allah and O children of Adam, Alhamdulillah, this is the month of Ramadan. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bring back this month to us for years to come. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. And this month of Ramadan, my dear brothers and sisters, as we waited for it during the past year, we find ourselves today having mixed emotions. We are happy that we are living the month of Ramadan, but we are sad as well because this month is about to reach its middle. We are about to complete half of the month of Ramadan. And just as this month came, or half of this month came and went, the next half will come and go. And it is at this juncture, O servants of Allah, and O children of Adam, that you and I sit down and ask ourselves a critical question, or a few critical questions. Ask ourselves, how have we fared during the first month of Ramadan? Have we hit those targets which we set for ourselves? How efficient have we been in our quest to attain taqwa, in our quest to be from amongst those freed from the hellfire during this month, in our quest to be from amongst those that Allah decrees the night of power upon, that they witness the night of power? How efficient have we been? How efficient have we been? Have there been time wasters? Have there been certain elements in our day that have prevented us from being excellent and elegant and people of ihsan? We have to ask ourselves these questions, my dear brothers and sisters. And if you find that you have lacked diligence, you haven't read enough Qur'an, you're way behind your schedule, you were supposed to have hit 15 juz and you're only on 5. You were supposed to have given so much charity and you've only given so little. You were supposed to feed so many people, but you've only fed so much, and so on and so forth. If you feel, if you've come to realize that you've lacked diligence with regards to your targets, don't become depressed. Rather, pick yourself up, take a breath, and analyze what has caused you to be slow. And make sure you remove those elements for the next 2 weeks to come. Because al-a'malu bil-khawatim, actions are judged by their endings. And if your ending is stronger than your beginning, then glad tidings to you. Glad tidings to you. For Allah will reward you for the entire month, insha'Allah. And the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is vast. We never ever restrict it. So push on from now. Push on from now. Do what you can in ensuring that that which caused the slump during the first 2 weeks of Ramadan does not exist for the remaining two. And be motivated with the fact that we have the greatest nights of the year in front of us. The greatest nights of the year. There are no other nights that have the status of the nights that you and I are going to witness in the upcoming nights بإذن الله ta'ala. Nights in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has commanded this ummah to make alive, searching for the greatest night, the night in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the Quran, Laylatul Qadr. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those that witnessed this great night. Ameen. Ameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept our fasting, accept our qiyam, our standing, accept our tahajjud, accept our charity, accept our Quran and its recitation, and our study of the Quran, accept our time sat in gatherings dedicated towards teaching that from the inheritance of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Accept our dhikr, accept our salatul duha, accept our invocations of the morning and the evening, accept our suhoor, accept our iftar, and accept all the times we smiled to the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the intention of getting the reward of a sadaqah. Ameen. Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ibadallah, إن الله أمركم بأمر بدأ فيه بنفسه وثنى فيه بملائكته الكرام فقال تعالى قولا كريما إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما وقد قال صلى الله عليه وسلم من صلى علي صلاة واحدة صلى الله عليه بها عشرا اللهم فصلي وسلم وبارك وأنعم على عبدك ورسولك محمد أفضل الخلق وأكرم الرسل وارض اللهم عن الخلفاء الراشدين الأئمة المهديين أبي بكر وعمر وعثمان وعلي وعن سائر الصحابة والتابعين وعنا معهم بمنك وكرمك وإحسانك يا أرحم الراحمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم أصلح أحوال المسلمين في كل مكان اللهم احفظنا بحفظك الذي تحفظ به عبادك الصالحين ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار عباد الله إن الله يأمركم بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون اذكروا الله يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون وأقم الصلاة يرحمكم الله